Hopkins Middle School, good afternoon. Welcome to the Campana Jazz Festival. My name is Josh Butterfield, be one of your adjudicators today. Hope you have a great performance. Back with you once you get ready.
You think I would know this. Yellow piano trumpet and also.
Yeah, drummer, don't rush that fill. Jumpa doo da, jumpa doo da. We're crushing those eighth notes. Doom fa doo da, doom fa doo da. Right, so it's not swinging quite on that fill. Yeah, nice intonation. A couple lapses there. And good intonation, good articulation. Crescendo and release. Da do da. Yeah, there's the accent. Fa ba do da. Yeah, just not quite swinging. Really jump on those upbeats. It's off on three. Bass, really try to get a little more consistent on the walk here. Try to get the notes more similar length across. Trombone solo. Just keep on working, making sure that you're producing your best tone when you stand up for that solo. Try to play them a little more melodically. Yeah, I like this alto solo. Nice job. You're staying in the changes there. Be aware of the time. Yeah. Excellent. Nice work. Good start there. Good job, drummer. Try to get that bass drum in. Whenever you hit a crash, you should try to have a bass drum underneath it. Good time management there. I appreciate that you're keeping the hi-hat going in time. You can be a little more assertive during the fills. Thank you. thing here, drummer. Just every time you have a hit, you gotta hit that bass drum at the same time. It makes it more effective. There you go. A little sloppy here between the berry and the bass. And intonation on that last note also there from the brass. And double check that. Yeah, not bad. So a couple things. We're just not always playing the swung subdivision. Sometimes we're like crushing those notes together at like their 16th notes. But it rather than like triplets, right? So you want to make sure that the swing is accurate. Otherwise, they start sound like 16th notes, dotted 8/16, and we don't want that. So the subdivision of the B's, something that helps sometimes is to just put on a triplet subdivision on a metronome, just so the group can feel that all the way through. Get a little bit of more of a traditional true swing going on underneath that. And then the other thing is, and I think that's associated with it, is the articulation and the attacks, particularly on syncopated lines, aren't always lined up. Sometimes we're playing a true eighth note subdivision, a straight eighth subdivision, and sometimes we're slipping into that dotted eighth sixteenth subdivision. So got to be super aware to make sure that that's consistent across a group, and that's what kind of makes it feel a little unsettled. The intonation is very, very good. Articulation is pretty accurate most of the time. And I think we can still work to bring out a little more of the accented notes. That's a lot of pedal there. I would get off the pedal on the piano there. Nice tone, good control. A little vibrato would be awesome. Just va 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 va. Va va va, right? Nice intonation. Yeah. Nice job, Barry Sachs. Yeah, I would recommend really trying to make this your own a little bit more. Take a look at the rhythm section parts and write in the chords so you can start associating the solo with the chord changes underneath it. And embellishing a little bit, taking a little bit more liberty with that, the written part. Drummer, consider switching to different rides for different sections to change the mood. You can play that same ride pattern on the crash cymbal just really lightly, and it kind of thins out the texture. Watch your intonation in that lower tessitura trombones. Yeah, trombones have to give a lot more of that crescendo going into 45. So I think you'll hear back on the recording that I'm not getting a lot of variance in terms of dynamic contribution from the rhythm section. I wouldn't play those accents so short. Just sound a little choppy, trumpets. crescendo with balance and blend. A lot of individuals kind of sticking out of the texture. Nice job, bass. The ninth instead of the seventh, and then playing a little cadenza at the end there, just to add a little extra pizzazz to the end. I would encourage you, it's Karina on alto, to stray from the melody just a little bit from that written, just to make sure that you're creating a little more interest besides the written part. Saxes, we gotta play, blow through that line a little bit more. You're the melody. Yeah, we gotta direct traffic a little bit. I couldn't hear the saxophone melody going through there. And that staccato's too choppy. It's a little too square. Just sing more light separation rather than short. Do 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 da do da ba do da ba ba ba. And then really bring out the tenuto marks. Bass, the EQ is too bass heavy right now. We got to get more treble in there and less bass. Sounds like a subwoofer rather than a bass guitar. Nice job on the trumpet solo. Just strained a little bit from the chord changes there. Yeah, so what we're really listening for is that major to minor. So really pay attention to the third scale degree of each of those. Identify the major to minor half step correlations between the chords. Yeah, we have extra percussionists back there, so we should have a 2-3 clave beat. Gunk, 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 gunk. So we gotta have that clave pattern for this to feel a little like an authentic Latin tune. So all those Afro-Cuban Latin patterns that can help make this a little more authentic sounding. Job on the vibes. Nice dynamic contrast. A shaker would be really cool also. pushing a little bit. Careful. Need a little bit more energy here from everybody. Okay, entrance. Love the posture that I'm seeing from everybody. Rushing a little bit. Bonka dinka donka dinka donka don. So bass really need that dotted eighth, dotted quarter eighth. Bong 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 dong. Yeah. So just some work to do to make sure that we're extracting the actual authentic Latin rhythms from that for that piece. It'll help that piece come together a lot, I think. All right, everybody, thank you very much for your performance. A lot of hard work went into that, clearly. A lot of good rehearsal time. I just need to continue to work on extracting the elements that are a little more authentic and traditional jazz elements. That includes a swing triplet feel in the opening piece, and then making sure that we're getting those Latin patterns in also. Thanks.